This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Alex Jones here with Owen Schroyer and Matt Bracken, one of our counterterrorism experts, has really actually predicted much what was coming. Rob Reiner and other top Democrats are now admitting that America is in a civil war. They've had hundreds and hundreds of articles making fun of me in the last few years, saying that they're engineering a civil war, even while behind the scenes, Antifa and others and the big universities are gearing up for this. Then they promote total racial division. They weaponize that. That's in the WikiLeaks as well. And say, if we don't have total open borders under the UN and pay slave reparations, all this other crazy stuff, that, well, we're a racist Nazi nation that must be overthrown. So they're the outside globalist forces using third world populations as pawns to try to break the country down. And it's really amazing. So here's a clip of Mr. Reiner just last night at one of the minority award shows, sitting there invoking all this racial garbage when they're the ones totally by design in their own WikiLeaks trying to create racial division. It's so transparent. He's such a slime bag from that evil, wicked, festering, scrofulous, rotting hole that is Hollywood. Here it is.
But then he gets into office, and there are good people on both sides in Charlottesville, and there are people coming from countries, and it goes on, and you see the people that he hires that are in his administration, and we see that this now becomes the last battle of the Civil War. And we're fighting it right now. And we're going to win. We're going to win. But we thought we were on this glide path. We've been dragged back. And we're going to win. Because if we don't win, the promise of what this country started as, which is we are all one, we are all created equal, that promise will not be realized unless we can overcome what has happened in this last election, and I know we will.
I was reading the article on Infowars.com about this black awards group, and it's come out in the news. You pay for the award. So Rob Reiner, all these leftists are so bizarre and so weird, because there aren't any real black people in their life. They just go to award shows and pay to get an award and then tell everybody else how bad they are. And just like Matt Bracken was just saying earlier, they then script it where we're all the bad guys, we're all the evil people, and they're the angels. It's all Hollywood scripting, and they pay, so the stage and everything is just another part of Edward Bernays' psychological warfare, that they're the good people, we're the bad people, and it's totally sickening. I'm going to have you guys go ahead and take over now, but it is simply incredible to know that they are trying to start a violent revolution, and everybody should be very, very vigilant right now. You guys are coming back in the next segment to get into detail, but what else is coming up, Matt Bracken?
Well, this is a civil war. We just haven't broken out into the open shooting phase yet, but people like Rob Reiner that live behind high walls, you know, in mansions with bodyguards, they think that they're untouchable. If there's a real civil war, I mean, they should be the last people that would want it, because nobody's going to be out of range. Nobody.
Yeah, and I doubt that his personal security is going to want to protect him at that point. They'll be interested in protecting themselves. There's Rob Reiner trying to squeeze out of a limo.
You got to be kidding. It's going to be the opposite. Almost all the security people hate them.
Well, and you notice, though, in those remarks that he delivers, how he doesn't provide any detail. He says, oh, Trump makes comments like S-hole countries, and all the people he hires. There's no detail. He just says these things. And then the brainwashed minister's like, yeah.
He hates every Mexican. He says every Mexican is a criminal. None of
He never said that, but yeah. And it's like, wait a second. We're the patriots fighting for America.
This is Meathead from R.G. Bunker. He's the guy that had Morgan Freeman do that thing about Russia took over. We're in war with Russia. This is insane asylum crap. All right, Matt Bracken, Owen Schroer, you guys are taking over. Then Dr. Corsi, about 15 minutes of big breaking news. It's all on NewsWars.com and InfoWars.com. And I will continue to be here working behind the scenes as Owen transmits big things happening, a lot of stuff going on. And every time they cut off a couple of our heads, we just grow a couple more. So thank you all for your support. You are making it all possible. But number one, we need your prayers. Thank you all. We'll be back.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product in InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured, you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Alex Jones departs, but he is about to go file some special reports right now, so be on the lookout for those special reports from Alex. It's just so ridiculous. They call and they say, Russian collusion. If they understood how much work is actually done around here, you'd realize we don't have any time for Russian collusion. But we're about to go back to Matt Bracken, but I want to play this clip one more time because it really tells the story. They are violent. They want war. It's not going to be Rob Reiner fighting the Civil War. It's not going to be, you know, the television host and the Colberts. They're not going to be fighting anything. They're not going to pick up a weapon. They're not going to have a callus on their hand. They want their brainwashed minions in the Antifa groups. See, I wish that Antifa would understand this. I wish that these anti-Trumpers would understand this. You're being used as pawns. You are being used as collateral damage. You are being used by these people. So here's Rob Reiner talking about fighting a civil war that he'll never fight in, but he wants the liberal minions on the streets to actually die for. Here's Rob Reiner.
But then he gets into office, and there are good people on both sides in Charlottesville, and there are people coming from countries.
I never said that.
It goes on and on, and you see the
people
that are in his administration, and we see that this now becomes the last battle of the Civil War.
Mm.
And we're fighting it right now.
Oh, are you fighting it, Rob?
And we're going to win. We're going to win. But
oh, are you?
We thought
you're
we were
losing.
On this glide path. We've been dragged back, and we're going
to
win.
Yeah, we thought we were on this path to destroy America, and Trump's saving America. I mean, this is crazy.
We are all one. We are all created equal. That promise will not be realized unless we can overcome what has happened in this last election.
And just think about this as 1984, because here he is saying we were on this great path of destroying America, killing the economy, killing the infrastructure, increasing the welfare state, bringing in the third world countries, destroying everything. We were on that path. And then here comes Trump, and he's bringing America back, and patriots are back, and America's back. But we're going to stop that, and then we're going to pretend like he's killing America, even though we were just bragging about killing America, and he's going to save America. I mean, Matt Bracken, do these protesters understand that they are literally just essentially bodies for the left? There are just collateral damage for the left in the streets? Yeah, they would love to sacrifice all these members of Antifa to blame the patriots for violence. That's what they want.
That would be in the Rob Reiner league, you know, the Bette Midler league. They have the microphone and the camera so they can put out their propaganda points. They're really speaking to the James Hodgkinsons and saying, you know, go buy an SKS and massacre some Republicans. That's what they're saying. But, you know, the greater problem that I see is that in this civil war, you know, the federal government altogether, I think there's a couple hundred thousand badged, armed federal officers. And that's nothing compared to the number of Americans with military training, you know, that have the basic, you know, the basic 400-yard deer rifle. There's no way to put security cordons around all of these guys, whether they're senior executive service. Those are the civilian generals that run the deep state, the SES. There's no way. Only a few people at the cabinet level, the presidential level, get rifle range security. You know, the security that you see around somebody, you know, minor functionaries, that's close range. That's against like a pistol attack, a grenade attack. But there's no way to protect them, protect all of these guys or on our side from rifle attacks. But the thing about it is, though, our side has the rifles and the experience. These Antifa guys, they're posing with, you know, with the paintball gun or pellet
they're
gun.
They're wearing chicken costumes, Matt.
Right. Yeah, the Antifa guys aren't serious. Now, they can monkey wrench a railroad track. Probably they can do that.
Can they, though? Can they even do that?
Yeah, I think that there are some that can. You know, they've put cement over the tracks out in Seattle, things like that. And it's not much, it's really no harder to actually change the switches on a track that cause mayhem. But, you know, I think that these guys like Reiner that really do live in a bubble because they live like Joe Kennedy. They live in mansions behind walls. And in their mind, America was on a glide path to this socialist utopia, you know, that Obama was trying to bring in. But those of us with rational minds, we can see two or three steps down the track beyond their socialist utopia is Venezuela and Cuba. You know, they think that they're going to somehow invent the first socialist utopia in America that didn't turn out to be Venezuela or Cuba. But those of us that have actually fought for freedom, we know where it's going. And before we let them take complete power, there will be a civil war. The problem is that when you turn on TV and you watch good guys like Sean Hannity, they say 99.9% of the FBI are great guys. I wish that was true. I really do. And maybe it used to be. But when you consider that for at least 10 years, they've been hiring social justice warriors, when they take their oath to defend the Constitution, it's like a wink, wink. They consider the Constitution to be a massive obstacle to them. These are guys that swore to uphold the Constitution. They think it's a joke. That's Comey, Clapper, Brennan, communist, probable Muslim, Brennan. They've been hiring people. A story that I think never got enough attention was the almost terrorist attack in Garland, Texas, against Geert Wilders, Pam Geller, and Robert Spencer of Jihad Watch. The FBI agent was in the car behind the terrorists telling them to tear up Texas. Geller and Spencer, they have a lawsuit against the FBI. Of course, it'll go nowhere unless it's
well. And remember, the FBI has to. Sometimes the FBI has to, you know, stage things to keep themselves relevant.
Right, and I think that at Oklahoma City, for example, I'm not saying that they had direct foreknowledge, but they certainly were nested into the crazies that were that McVeigh sprang out of. The FBI had informants all through that, and it's not to say the FBI planned and carried out this or that terrorist attack. But when they know it's going to happen, I think that sometimes they stand back and let it happen. And if anybody doubts me, just look up what happened in Garland, Texas. I'm not talking about an informant. I'm talking about a gold badge FBI special agent is in the car behind the terrorists. He followed them from Arizona to Texas, texting them, tear up Texas.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And wasn't there a similar story with someone who tried to bomb the World Trade Center, too, where they bring in a suitcase bomb, and it was a total setup, and the FBI was privy to the whole thing?
Well, sometimes they do that with inert explosives to make a better case, that they get the guy to the point where he's actually pushing the button, but it's an inert device. But the problem is, sometimes they lead these guys toward that inert device, fake, you know, the fake controlled delivery, but then the guy gets off their radar, and then he
it's fake and it's a real bomb. I think that's what happened in the World Trade Center. It was in the 90s, guys. See if you can find that story.
Yeah, I wish that I could say that 90% or 99% of the FBI were all these, you know, stellar defenders of the Constitution. But when you see who they've been hiring, You look at Fast and Furious, hundreds of Mexicans killed on purpose, you know, to slime our Second Amendment and slime our gun stores. It was done on purpose. Nobody was ever held to account. Holder got contempt of Congress, but no sanctions. He's out there making millions of dollars, you know, as these bogus law firms. So, yeah, nobody's held to account. Comey's got a $2 million book deal. Yeah, he's a traitor. He's an oath breaker. He thinks that
yeah, he perjured himself.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, he perjured himself.
Constantly. And but will there be any retribution against these guys? Will there be any legal consequences? You know, a lot of America is wondering. But when a poll comes out that says more than 50% of Americans already and believe that the FBI did this dossier set up against Trump, and this is with the entire mainstream media telling the exact opposite story.
And that shows you how corrupt it is, because if the FBI really wanted to save itself, all they have to do is lock up Hillary. That's all you have to do. If they would just lock Hillary up, people would finally say something positive about the FBI, but they won't do it. Matt Bracken, enemiesforeignanddomestic.com. Thank you for joining us so much today. Check out his website, Jerry Corsi on the other side. Don't go anywhere. This is the Alex Jones Show, the tip of the spear.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system. Solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Show. Owen Troyer filling in for Alex momentarily. He is doing some special reports right now, so be sure to check that out on the Alex Jones channel on YouTube. But I'm now joined by one of our great reporters at Infowars.com, Dr. Jerry Corsi. He's got a couple big stories right now on Infowars.com. Bombshell, DOJ, FBI continued to spy on Trump in White House. That was published yesterday. And then 2 days ago, he published report evidence exists to charge Schiff with treason. But let's first go, Dr. Corsi, to the bombshell that comes out with the Grassley memo, the FBI and the DOJ continuing to spy on Trump. So we know about everything they did to make up the fake dossier that then basically allow Hillary Clinton to buy a spy warrant onto President Trump. But you're now saying that with this newly released memo, we have the evidence that they continued to spy on Trump even after the election.
That's correct. I mean, if you take a look at the Grassley letter, and the Grassley letter was pretty shocking. We got down into the details because what it said was the extensions on the FISA court electronic surveillance approval extended through June 2017. Now, that means 6 months into the Trump administration, when Trump's in the White House. So from all indications, given the nature of the Grassley letter, and I confirmed it also, we have a 99-page report that was given out by the FISA court itself, really reprimanding the Obama administration for not limiting the number of people who were caught in this net to a very few, but broadening it out. It was a very scathing attack on the way the Department of Justice and FBI had been working with the FISA court. The FISA court in that 99-page order also indicated that the electronic surveillance had continued all the way into the White House, which is pretty shocking. I mean, you have that FBI dominated by opposition people packed with the people from the Obama administration who are now utilizing this expanded FISA power to wiretap on a sitting president.
Well, and now we have and now we have the call for Christopher Steele to be investigated. Well, absolutely. If you want to look for Russian collusion, why isn't Mueller banging down Christopher Steele's door to find out who his Russian sources were for the dossier that allowed Hillary Clinton to spy on Trump's campaign? But really here, I mean, honestly, there's so many different angles to this story, Dr. Corsi, and one of them that it kind of just gets caught up in the fog. It's like not seeing the forest through the trees or however the saying goes. Beyond the corruption of Hillary Clinton, beyond the corruption of Obama, beyond the corruption of the FBI, the DOJ, which is undoubted, undeniable, we've got them caught red-handed. But the blatant abuse of the FISA court, the blatant abuse of privacy, it's like they don't even care. Oh, yeah, we got in, we made it all up, and now we're spying on Trump. Well, we're supposed to be spying on, you know, maybe Carter Page here, and maybe Paul Manafort here or something, maybe Roger Stone over here. No. They spied on everyone. They were looking at everything. They were paying attention to everyone. I mean, is this not the greatest abuse? I mean, honestly, this is so bad, and I know you've alluded to this before. This is so bad, we should honestly be having a conversation. Should the FBI and the FISA courts be shut down?
Well, I think that's ultimately where it should be headed. I mean, the FBI is so rife with political appointments, I'm not sure it can be redeemed. It may have to be completely shut down in order to be saved and started over again.
And what good is the FBI if they fall for fake documents?
Well, and also, it's turning out, I think, this Carter Page, which was the predicate, the individual they got the initial FISA court order to do electronic surveillance on, he appears to be an FBI undercover agent. So it looks like the FBI planted Carter Page in the Trump transition team, if not earlier, in order to have him be the reason, you know, him talking to others about Russia, mm-hmm. which the others may not have been talking about to start with, and then everybody he talked to about Russia becomes a subject, not the target of the FISA wire court, but the collateral target, who ultimately gets unmasked and named when the information hits the White House through Valerie Jarrett and Susan Rice and the others. So if Carter Page is a plant, this is an entrapment scheme. You basically have the FBI not only deciding they're going to do electronic surveillance on the Trump campaign, the Trump transition, Trump White House, but they're going to do it by planting an FBI agent in the midst of the Trump campaign and then using him talking to Russians as the reason they're going to do electronic surveillance on the others who were not talking to Russians.
Well, this is open shut case of abuse of power in the FBI, the DOJ, and the FISA court. I mean, that's open and shut. There should already be heads rolling. There should already be arrests made. I mean, you know, we're just patient, I suppose, with this. But this really ticks me off. And it really goes beyond that, though. And you know that's the case. This is treason at the highest levels of government. It's time to call it what it is. We caught him red-handed, and you bring up Valerie Jarrett. We'll get more into that on the other side with what was alleged in the recent QAnon post. But, do you think the American people have the patience to just sit around and wait for people to be arrested? I mean, how long are we going to have to wait till these cases of high treason, these cases of abuse of power, are actually met with some justice and some charges?
I know I continue to see to sense the impatience, which is now happening from those who have understood the extent of corruption. And basically, what was a coup d'etat? It was an attempt by the Obama people with Hillary to steal the election away from Trump by creating this false Russian narrative as a basis to impeach Trump and deny him the ability to be president after he won the election and the electoral college vote. So it's a coup d'etat. And the American people, when they realize this and see the extent of corruption, you know, going to the FISA court based on this Carter Page, who I think was an FBI plant, using the FISA, the Fusion GPS Christopher Steele dossier, which we know to have been opposition research filled with lies, it's complete corruption on the part of the, it makes a travesty of the Fourth Amendment, and makes a travesty of any of the procedures designed in the FISA court law in order to protect Americans from electronic surveillance. You've got electronic surveillance at the highest level, the opposition candidate to be president. I mean, what if this had happened to the Democrats? What if the Democrats had used my research as the basis, you know, if the Republicans used my research as the basis for wiretapping Barack Obama's campaign? I mean, there'd be demands for heads to roll in the street.
They want to say that Obama isn't in this for political reasons. Obama is trying to protect his own hide. Obama was breaking the law. Obama knew Hillary had the illegal server. He was emailing it. That's what he's really protecting his own hide here. But isn't it funny? And we're going to get more into this with Dr. Corsi on the other side. Isn't it funny? Remember how the media freaked out about Don Jr.'s meeting with the Russian lawyer, which was a setup. Now it's admitted she's some triple agent. But here's Hillary Clinton paying for opposition research from Russian sources. And if you understand this, you understand it all. Why didn't the media report on that? Why does the media only cover Don Jr. and not Hillary? Because they're biased.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill. A nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
And now, the tip of the spear, leading the fight to take back the nation, it's Owen Schroyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
You know, it's likely, in fact, it's evident, that treason has been going on at the highest levels of government for my entire life and beyond. I'm 28. But they've always had the control of the power structure. They've always had control over the levers of influence. And so they've been able to get away with it, and they've been able to hide it. Well, we elected President Trump, who was not a member of the secret society, not a member of the shadow government. And all of a sudden, their control over the power structure, their control over the levers of influence, took a huge hit. A devastating blow, to be honest. And so what happens? Trump gets in, and now we finally get someone who's willing to put out evidence of treason. How about the JFK papers being released? Hello? The FBI lying to people about what really happened? Should have been a huge story. Just kind of gets shuffled away. Okay, fine. Now we've got members of the House Intelligence, these oversight committees, Chuck Grassley, Matt Gaetz, Devin Nunes, and they're saying, all right, well, we're free now, and we're telling you Hillary Clinton paid for this dossier, colluded with Russia to use it to get a spy warrant on Trump. The FBI went along with it. The DOJ went along with it. President Obama went along with it. And Obama wanted to know everything that was going on in the Hillary Clinton email investigation because he was involved in it. So Trump getting in was the us cracking their shield of influence, cracking their shield of power, and now we have a chance to bring them down, and we have to bring this forward. We have to continue fighting this. So I don't know if you disagree or agree with all the things that I just mentioned, Dr. Corsi. I'd like to hear your response to that. But I want to get into the story in the latest QAnon post. And the only reason we cover the QAnon stuff is because it just continues to be proven right and accurate. So we don't know about an alleged phone call with Valerie Jarrett and Adam Schiff, but it's indicating treason, at least in this post. But would you agree with the comments that I just made, Dr. Corsi, that we've been dealing with treason at the highest levels of this government for a long time, but now that we finally have someone in who's not a member of the secret society, we can do something about it?
I agree 100% with everything you said. I think you're right on, Owen, and the point is that we have a far-left, hard-left Democratic Party, that Obama, Hillary, that have no regard for the Constitution. They feel like it's in their way.
They're like bigger than the Constitution. They're bigger than America.
Right, and they feel like actually this Constitution's impeding their march towards what they consider social justice, which is really a form of socialist communist totalitarianism that really none of us want to live under. But the point is, because they consider themselves above us all, they have no compunction or fear to break the laws, to essentially do whatever they want to do, including committing treason. And the fight back on this, the fight back which is going on, finally we're getting some exposure of this. And, you know, I commend you, I commend Alex, all of us trying to really bring the light of the extent of this massive coup d'etat conspiracy that involved, right at the top, Obama. Because remember, Obama's and Valerie Jarrett are getting this information in the White House from the electronic surveillance. They're getting the names of the people. You know, it's supposed to be, if you're in collateral pickup, Carter Page is the person who is the target of the FISA electronic surveillance. He talks to Steve Bannon. Well, Steve Bannon should be person A in all subsequent reports. But instead, when it gets to the White House, they unmask it and say, that's Steve Bannon. And then they leak that to the press. Now, that's, again, a complete violation of the FISA law. It's a criminal violation. Yet the Obama White House engaged in that practice for months with impunity. And now that it's coming to light, the question the people who are recognizing the severity of this treason, the extent of it, are asking is, why aren't people being indicted? Why aren't heads rolling? And I think the patience of the American people is wearing thin.
Well, and there's a perfect storm here of diametrically opposed views. So a liberal listening to this, or a Trump hater listening to this, is like, oh my gosh, look at InfoWars insinuating that Obama was guilty of treason, that Clinton was guilty of treason. It was Trump. Trump was guilty of treason. So you say, okay, well, how was Trump guilty of treason? And what is the response every time? He colluded with Russia. Well, perfect. How did he collude with Russia? And then their argument falls flat. Then you see how shallow it is. But wait a second. Okay, since you're so up in arms about collusion with Russia being considered treason, well, let's look at actual collusion with Russia. Let's get an investigation into the Uranium One scandal. Let's get an investigation into Christopher Steele, who had Russian sources to get his Clinton paid for document fictionalized and made up. But they won't do it. Dr. Corsi, I really don't know how to. I don't know where this ends. I don't know where the rubber meets the road here. They're calling for civil war. They know at the top, the actual brainwashers who know they're lying to the people, they know at the top it was Clinton that colluded with Russia. It was Clinton that was guilty of treason. That's why they blame Trump. Obama's guilty of treason. Clinton's guilty of treason. Probably Comey, DOJ. They're probably all involved in this treason. They were all doing it together. And we see it and we know it. We have the dates. We have the names. We have the declassified memos. We have the declassified documents. We have the text messages. We have the emails. We got them red-handed. And they keep saying Trump, Russia, Trump, Russia, Trump, Russia. Do they ever flip the leaf? Dr. Corsi, do they ever flip the leaf and realize, wow, we've got nothing on Trump Russia, we've got everything on Hillary Russia, everything on Obama breaking the law. Do they ever turn that leaf, or do they just go full-bore mental and actually try to incite a real civil war in the streets?
Well, I've got confidence. I think that Donald Trump is the only president capable of bringing these people to justice, and it's not going to be easy because the deep state is very much in control of the mainstream media, the intelligence agencies, Department of Justice, IRS, FBI, CIA, the holdovers from the Obama administration and even the Clinton administration before that are dead set against the Constitution. They're dead set against the rule of law. That's why I've been following QAnon, because QAnon has been remarkably prescient in predicting things. QAnon predicted that we would have the Nunes memo, which occurred a week ago today. A lot has happened, and said it would be a narrative changer, that it would show that the Fusion GPS dossier was used to get the FISA wiretap or electronic surveillance approval, and that was the case. Now what QAnon is saying, and I think this memo, this post of Valerie Jarrett with Adam Schiff, 42 minutes, 13 seconds, all the listeners, Article 3, Section 3, basically put Schiff on notice and Valerie Jarrett that the U.S. intelligence agencies, at least the NSA, are now working in conjunction with the Trump administration and very possibly even some martial law powers invoked here. I believe that.
Yeah, because I doubt there was any FISA warrant to spy on Adam Schiff or Valerie Jarrett.
Precisely. And here you might have had a declaration. I think Q is military intelligence, which ultimately trumps all of these.
So wait a second.
Agencies.
Do you think, oh, there's the Valerie Jarrett power matrix. Thank you for pulling that up, guys. We got 60 seconds left in this segment, Dr. Corsi. So do you think that this was Admiral Rogers and the NSA fighting back against this corruption? I mean, let's say this phone call does exist. I mean, how do they acquire that? Do you think that's the NSA and Admiral Rogers?
A combination. I think it's actually that behind the scenes, Trump has invoked some special powers. You know, that declaration, the executive order he signed on December 21st, seizing the ability to seize the assets of those engaged in human trafficking or corruption,
mm-hmm.
That declared a state of emergency. And under a state of emergency, I think military intelligence is going to have the ability to access data out of the NSA, and that's what's happening. This is the beginning of the counterattack. It's going to take a little while, but I think it's going to be a massive counterattack. Trump is going to launch, and I think it's going to be successful.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the second American Revolution, and just like in the first American Revolution, we have to invoke God. We have to pray. We have to get our spirit right if we're going to be victorious. Dr. Corsi, thank you so much. Great content, as usual, at InfoWars.com from Dr. Corsi.
This is Michael David from Seattle. I'm 51 years old, and 6 months ago, I started taking Andro 400 to increase my testosterone. Since then, I've lost 35 pounds of fat, and my waist went from size 38 to size 32. I have more energy, and I look and feel 20 years younger. And now, my wife tells me I have to take Andro 400.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds, and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400, and I've maintained my weight at 172. Gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Andro 400, the natural way to increase testosterone, lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great. Try Andro 400, the safe, effective, affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Jones is on a mission to be live for 20 hours a day come 2019. And if you want to see that happen, if you want to see more reporters in the streets, you want to see more live broadcasts, you know how to do it. InfoWarsStore.com. Check out the products. Check out the t-shirts, the ball caps, the air filters, the water filters, the supplements. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. And again, if you want to see InfoWars expand, that's how you do it. Now, there is a special going on right now. The InfoWars Life Mind and Body Combo Pack. I want to tell you something about this pack here. It's a new pack that I think people need to be taking advantage of, and they're not taking advantage of it yet. I'm surprised. You get Brain Force Plus and Vitamin Mineral Fusion, a combo pack at 40% off. Now, if you're somebody that has slow mornings, brain fog in the morning, it takes your body to get going a little bit out of bed in the morning, this is the perfect pack for you, because the Brain Force will clear that brain fog, it'll clear that memory haze, and it'll have your brain kicking full gear right in the morning. And then the Vitamin Mineral Fusion gets you all the vitamins and supplements that you need in the day, including a large amount of vitamin C to help build your immune system that you're not getting in your regular diet. And so it's the mind and body combo pack because it has the Brain Force that's good for, you know, thinking clearer and getting the mental energy. And then the Vitamin Mineral Fusion has all of the vitamins and minerals in it that you're not getting in your regular diet to give your body full function. So it's the InfoWars Life Mind and Body Combo Pack. But I'm telling you, if you're somebody that has slow mornings, a foggy brain in the morning, you know, whatever you want to call it, the morning fog, This pack is for you. I promise you, you take the Brain Force, you chase it down with the Vitamin Mineral Fusion drink mix, and your foggy mornings, your slow mornings will be no more. You'll be up and at 'em and kicking as if it's the middle of the day or the middle of the night, whenever it is you are at your top focus level. So the InfoWars Life Mind and Body Combo Pack, 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com, as well as the other specials. Be sure to take advantage and help Alex Jones complete his mission to be live 20 hours a day by 2019. You've already had a brief preview of some of the studios, the new podcast studio, the new mothership studio that is being built right now, and it's all thanks to your support at InfoWarsStore.com. I'm going to do a news blitz here, and then I got to get to a video clip, so let's just pound through this news. I'm going to have to get more into this probably later on, and there'll be more, I'm sure, that comes out about this, but second Trump-Russia dossier being assessed by FBI. So the real story here is they're doubling down, they're tripling down, they're not going to give up, they're going to keep making up fake stories, they're going to make up fake dossiers, they're just going to continue with this Russian collusion crap until they're all in jail. I mean, that's it. It's Russian collusion or jail for them. They have nothing on Russian collusion, so I think we know where that equation goes. But we'll monitor whatever fake second dossier that they have here. Rose McGowan's manager at time of alleged Weinstein rapes commits suicide. So this is Jill Messick has allegedly committed suicide now. And there's all kinds of rumors about what may have happened, but I'm not even going to pontificate on what I think may be going on here. I just want to report it and just say that there's been a string of suicides involving this whole Me Too thing, involving this whole pedophilia thing. And there's definitely something behind it. I'm not sure if this case is the same as some of the other cases that we've seen of suicide with people being accused of sexual assault or accused of child pedophilia and stuff like that. But just added on to what's going on with this Me Too movement, which would have never happened if Hillary was president, because you can't have a Me Too movement with Bill Clinton in the White House, a rapist. LAPD submits 3 Harvey Weinstein sex cases to district attorney. Maybe this had something to do with the last story. So now the DA in LA has at least three. I mean, I think there might even be more than that now, to be honest with you. So what will happen to Harvey Weinstein? Hashtag Me Too movement lawmaker investigated for sexual misconduct allegations. So you've got California Assemblywoman Christina Garcia, a leader of the Me Too movement, a total fraud. Just like the rest of them, total frauds. And now she's been accused of sexual harassment against a male staffer. And, I'll actually be honest with you. Rose McGowan, who I think's off the rocker, but I think she's rogue at this point. I think she's just looking at everyone like, I'm taking all y'all down. Because, I mean, it's just wild stuff what's going on in Hollywood right now. Don't tell Conan O'Brien. But Oxfam staff paid Haiti quake survivors for sex. But don't tell Conan O'Brien that the sex trade is rampant in Haiti. Don't tell Conan O'Brien that Laura Silsby got caught crossing the Haitian border with minors that were not documented. Don't let Conan O'Brien know about that. He thinks Haiti is a wonderful place. I wish it were. George W. Bush says Russia meddled in 2006 U.S. election. Oh, Georgie boy. Oh, Georgie boy. No, he's not talking about Hillary Clinton and Christopher Steele colluding with Russians. Not talking about Mark Warner contacting Russians. He's talking about Trump. He's talking about Russians trying to hack our election. Thanks, Georgie boy, for letting us know who you really are, whose side you're really on. A traitor. Omarosa. I wouldn't vote for Trump again in a million years. Never. Now, this is a strange story if you've been following it. It's kind of like the Bannon deal. Bannon is in, leading member of the Trumpist conservative movement. Now he's out. Now he's the bad guy. Omarosa in there, stumping for Trump. She's always speaking positive for Trump. And then she's out. No, I'm not voting for Trump. And so there's two sides of this story. Are they the traitors? Or are they mad that they no longer have the access to Trump that they once had? I'm not sure, but those are the two angles. Olympics open with Koreans marching together, offering hope for peace. Wow. So wait, Trump is effective in his foreign policy? No, they'll never let you know about that. The Koreans coming together for the Olympics. Now, this was actually funny. Trump and Kim thrown out of a opening ceremony. So you had this guy dressed up as Trump and this guy dressed up as Kim Jong-un. They went to the Olympics together and they got kicked out. Why wouldn't you? This is hilarious. This is the kind of stuff. This is the wussification of sports. You can't even go to a sporting event anymore and actually be a sports fan. You can't go, oh my gosh, we're at the opening Olympics and somebody's dressed like Trump and Kim Jong-un. Shut it down. Kick them out. Why can't we have fun at a sporting event? Why can't we have fun anymore and laugh at things? It just sucks. How about this one? The war against Zika, fighting mosquitoes with mosquitoes. So now thousands of male mosquitoes have been released in Miami to fight against Zika. So basically engineered mosquitoes are being released into Miami to fight Zika. Oh, this is so infuriating. That's what started Zika. The engineered mosquitoes in Brazil is what started Zika, and so now they're doing it again to fight Zika. This is insanity. Meanwhile, in the communist utopia of Venezuela, a Major League Baseball player's mother, Elias Diaz's mother, has been kidnapped. That is horrible. That's just like the NFL linebacker that killed by the illegal immigrant. Do you understand why we want borders? Do you understand why we don't want communism now? They just don't listen. Now let's go to this clip. Pastor Paul Begley saying Melania Trump wanted the house, the White House, completely exercised before she moved in.
I have to say, when the president allowed 40 pastors to come into the White House and anoint him with oil and lay their hands and pray on him, 7 times he's done this.
Amen.
And that's unheard of. We haven't ever. So, I mean, the guy's got flaws. We all do, okay? But at least he is humble enough and recognizing that he needs God enough that he keeps bringing them in for the prayer. And I got to say this. I mean, it might have started with the First Lady. I'm going to just be honest with you. The First Lady in that 5 hours when the Obamas and the Trumps went down to the Capitol and Trump is, I mean, sworn in as the 45th president.
Could you imagine moving into a house after
Melania
the Obamas?
Trump said to her husband, she said, I'm not going to go into that White House unless it has been completely exercised. I mean, because apparently over the 8 years that Obama was there, and maybe even some of the presidents before him, there was all kinds of idol gods and images kinds of artifacts.
I don't think I could move into a house after the Obamas. I think I'd have to burn it to the ground.
We're from the Clinton era because they were really tied in with the Haitians. I can tell you, you can read the Serpent and the Rainbow story and you'll find out just how much Haitian witch doctor influence was on Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton's lives. I mean, they constantly went back there. They spent their honeymoon with a witch doctor. Who does that? But Melania said, "You got to get all that out of there and send in some
God
preachers,
bless the First Lady.
Priests. I don't care.
Make the First Lady a lady again.
Preachers and priests and anyone go in there and cleanse the White House, or I will not spend one night in it." And he did during that 5 hours when they're ripping out carpets and changing.
Oh man!
Drapes,
just thank God. Thank God for the faith of Melania Trump. Thank God for the spirituality of President Trump and Melania Trump. Man, could you imagine moving into the house that those demons occupied? The Obamas and the Clintons with all their witch doctor, Haitian, you know, nonsense. Obama probably doing Muslim calls to prayer. I couldn't do it, but Melania had the White House exercised. Hopefully it worked. She couldn't exercise it from all the spy equipment they left over, though.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.